And you're inside my fix-it-up life with my handsome husband, Mark.
I love being put on the spot like that all the time.
Wait, go on, compliment me. Handsome husband,
See,
Mark.
And wonderful wife, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay. We want people to listen to this
you
show,
get,
you
like,
know.
Like, husband tokens for that. Like, I should hand you a little husband token with that. And then when I get unhappy with you because you forgot, like, a date or a time or something where you need to be somewhere, I'll just take them back and give you...
You know, the happy wife, happy life
oh,
thing?
I'm sorry.
There's a balance here where, you know, the husband actually should get a little respect.
Well, you get just, a lot of respect.
Just a little.
Yeah, you're the power behind our powerhouse brand of home improvement.
Powerhouse brand of approval.
And I'm very excited because we have a special guest joining us, and we have met telephonically.
Telephonically,
but
nice.
But this is the first time we've met actually live and in person, and I'm pretty psyched, too.
Susan Fisher, who is director of the Delta brand. I want to be a brand director. What does that take to be, Susan? That's a totally off-the-wall question.
You get to make decisions about what the brand looks like, acts like, feels like, what's the experience with the brand. So it's a lot of fun.
I'd be good at that.
You'd be great at that, dear.
Not really.
Not really, not,
not
so
really.
Much. No. That sounds like an important job.
Welcome again to my Fix It Up
Thank
Life.
You.
And we are very, very happy to be here. I keep looking behind me. You know what? I'm going to turn my chair around and sit backwards.
This Mark is kind of like a 12-year-old boy. He's very distracted, and there's a lot going on
things.
Here. There's lights everywhere, and, like, there's different, like, on the carpet, there's it says Masco on the floor. There's a waterfall behind us. It's very exciting, and it's hard for him to pay attention to what's going on here. It's a compliment.
That is not a compliment. I'm not sure where the compliment is in that.
It's a compliment.
Okay. We'll have to talk about that one after.
We'll talk after. So tell us what's going on. What news do you have to share with us now?
We have just completed this fall. We completed a study on how Americans shower, which you think, well, that's kind of interesting. Don't we all do that the same? And at the heart of Delta, everything that we do starts with market research and really understanding how consumers use our products. And this study about how people shower gives us more insight into that very personal space.
So what kind of questions do you ask to find out how people shower?
Because I'm going to write these down. I may do my own survey later.
Well, we ask about how important their shower is to them. So where does it stack up in their daily life and all the different things that they do? What role does it play, and what are you doing when you're in the shower? Trying to get an understanding of are we all the same? Should I just assume that because I shower, wash my hair, shave my legs, do that everybody's doing that? Well, no, we don't assume anything. We like to ask those questions to really find out because it helps us make better products.
Really? So you ask all the different things that people do in the shower. We actually saw a comedian last night who asked in the audience how long the men showered. And there was one guy who said 10 minutes, and that guy and the comedian said, "You must be still single because no man showers for 10 minutes that's married." And is that true? Is that kind of the things that you're finding out?
That's exactly.
Did you get like an average time that a person in America takes a shower?
Yeah, it's about 8 minutes, which for me... And I'm close to an 8-minute shower. You know, you got long hair, you got
There's a lot to do in that particular box.
And we found out that men and women are different. So, who do you think takes more showers, men or women?
Men.
More or longer?
More.
Men.
Frequently.
I would say men.
And you're right. Men do tend to take more showers, but the stereotype is, the stinky man, and, women are more fastidious about their appearance and all of that.
Right,
but,
no, we're clean.
That's
we're clean.
True.
We're,
and,
I'm
and the
shiny
shower,
right
shower
now.
Shower bears that out.
Yeah, I'm shiny right now.
You know, you're not. So, what about like time wise though? I bet men take a much quicker shower.
They do, and they also fiddle around with the shower head and this function.
Oh, you know, I
like
have to say,
control.
That is just so frustrating. Every time I go and take a shower after my husband, he's always moved the shower head, and I always have to put it back to where I want it to be, and it's just infuriating.
Right.
It is, that's one of those things I actually, sort of unshrugged my shoulders. That's awesome to find out. I mean, I do that. I move the shower head around with the different stuff I have to do in there.
Right. And women don't. So when women are in the shower, they most often use the shower as that think time, my alone time, my space, don't bother me. It's their time to kind of
retreat. It's a retreat, yes.
So that explains
exactly.
the castle arm thing that... comes down when you shower.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, the little moat, it comes up off the, you know, so you can't actually enter the bathroom. There's no way, no kids, and no husband can get in there.
Well, this is one of those kinds of eye-opening insights that I love from surveys of something you do every single day. This is like something Bill Bryson would write about, where you find out that guys move the shower heads and girls don't. And it's fascinating to hear it back.
Well, from a survey. But I want to know, what are you guys doing with all that information?
Well, what we think then about what would make the jobs more easier. So, for example, one of the things that we found out that was really interesting is you're not just bathing yourself when you're in the shower. There's a large percentage of the people, like 25%, use the shower to wash a pet.
Sure.
Who knew?
Wait.
That's kind
really?
Of magical.
Yep.
But 25%, that's a quarter of the population.
Yeah.
And there's another, about a third of the population that use the shower to clean other household objects.
What?
Yeah.
Like what? What are people cleaning in there? I want to know.
Bring your tea set in there.
Pots and pans, big pots and pans
that
fit in my kitchen sink.
What?
Take into the shower, wash them in there. Window screens. Think about how huge those are. They put them in the shower and they wash window screens.
Wait, we would do that outside with the hose.
Well, there are
people that do that in the shower.
The rest of the segment will be brought to you by our friends at Silence.
Here are the unusual things people take into the shower with them. I'm just like, really?
Right. So when we take that information, we say, well, then maybe we shouldn't be just thinking about how do you bathe a body, but how do you do other things? Imagine all the different tools and things you might need in the shower if those were other things you were doing and how cluttered up your shower would be. So the Intuition shower head, which I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's a 2-in-1 shower. So you've got a shower head and a hand shower that docks inside the shower head. So you don't have all that clutter in your shower. It still has a 6-foot hose on it, but it's all docked together in an integrated space so that when you're in there with yourself and not all, you know, maybe your child or a pet or a window screen.
I just have this vision. It's just like ridiculous right now. It's like a clown car kind of concept of everything that people put in their showers.
Yeah.
But please God.
It was really interesting.
Yeah.
So that product really helps to get the water where you need it because you can pull the hand shower down and utilize it. But when you don't need it and you just want your full shower head, you can dock it into place.
Well, yeah, and your shower doesn't look like a hospital room with the big, you know, the thing and then the water running down
it. Now, here's the really great thing about it is if you've ever changed out a shower head, you know that it's pretty simple to do. It's about a 5-minute job. If you were going to put a standalone hand shower into your shower, it's a pretty major renovation. You're going to have to get behind the wall. You're going to have to put a diverter in. You're going to have to do some plumbing work. With this product, it's a traditional, it's just like replacing a shower head.
Really?
You can get it done in 5 minutes and have a hand shower and a shower head.
Now, where can people buy this?
It's available everywhere. You can find it at all your major retailers. You can find it through your plumbing supplier, through your plumber has access to it, or any of those traditional wholesale. So it's widely distributed.
Wow. And is there information on your website, too?
Absolutely.
And now, are there any of those cool how-to videos or anything, you know, where you go and you find out all the answers to all of your dying questions?
That's right. We've got one out there for how to change a shower head.
Really?
Which would work perfectly if you wanted to put an Intuition shower head in.
What is the... Do you have, from the survey data, do you have, like, a weirdest thing that someone took into the shower with them to clean?
No, I don't know that we got that detailed into it other than the window screens, because I think that one's weird.
You know, you couldn't even do it anyway. You know, you couldn't even get
it. You have to have a really big shower to be able to, or a really small window.
Or a small window.
Or no garden hose.
Maybe if
you live in a condo or a townhouse.
Yeah, we're going to be spending a lot of time on this for the rest of the day.
Well, you know what? And if you ever want to talk to me more, we got regional differences as well.
Things
that, you know, one area of the country is a little different than another area of the country. So we've got some more interesting facts.
That is fascinating.
What is one of the big differences?
This one is, like, really weird.
Okay.
About in the New England states.
Ooh, that's you.
Yeah, 93% of the people shampoo every time they're in the shower. Okay, that makes sense. Come down the coast a little bit to the South Atlantic, only 67% of the time they're shampooing.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a cultural thing.
Those are the types of questions that come up.
We're going to have to ponder that while we take a break, and we'll see you with more My Fix It Up Life. I sit and wonder why.